When I was 17 years old, I got to find out my HIV status, and I was also pregnant that time. The only thing I knew about HIV was that it was a death sentence. I still had a lot of dreams, and I was just a kid. I didn't want to die. School told me that you can't come back because you are pregnant and you are HIV positive. I think that was my break point because I loved school.
You know something that just really dawned on me right now in this moment is how we are celebrating International Women's Day. But for the life of me, I think it breaks my heart and I'm gonna cry. It breaks my heart that as women and the struggles that we go through every day that is so relatable to the next woman, we are always the first ones to shun each other down. Do you know what I mean? So yes, we can celebrate the day for what it is, honestly, but let's also really do better within our spaces. But either way, today is International Women's Day. Naturally, we are going to highlight it. And that was the voice of Libby van Wyk. Now, Libby van Wyk found herself not only pregnant, but also HIV positive. She was shunned by her community. And at the age of 26, Libby made history.
Yes,
she became the youngest mayor ever to be elected in Namibia and was awarded the coveted BBC Outlook Inspirations Award that was in the year 2018. We celebrate you, phenomenal Namibian woman. We celebrate you.
Energize with fresh breakfast. Wake up on Fresh with NSK and Shaquan.
Say it like you mean it.
If Miss Universe is unable to complete her reign for any reason, our first runner-up will become Miss Universe. Ladies, good luck to both of you. The first runner-up is Miss Columbia. Miss Universe is Miss Namibia.
Michelle McLean, congratulations.
You are the new Miss Universe 1992. You've won all the cash awards and the prizes worth more than $250,000. And now, as our entire cast serenade you, the stage is yours.
Mm-hmm. What a moment, hey? What a moment. But anyway, that is the moment that brought about a million people on their feet, or to their feet, that is, a true daughter of the swell winning, that is a Miss World pageant at the tender age of 19 years old. Now, Michelle McLean remains a shining example of a Namibian woman. Happy International Women's Day.
Shaquan in NSK on 102.9.
I've never given myself the time, nor the luxury, really, of introspection in the past. But perhaps that time is now. I know one thing, and this may serve as an explanation of sorts. Back in the day, I was always closely watched. As an activist, journalist under apartheid, I had no privacy, not in my personal life, even less so in my work. The police, security, intelligence services of the South African regime, call them what you will, knew more about me than I knew myself.
Wow. I remember a couple of years ago doing a workshop at the Namibian newspaper, and I was being in the presence of Gwen. I was just like, oh my God, why is she so beautiful, first of all? But either way, we've been talking about International Women's Day, and how dare we even talk about this day without highlighting the phenomenal Gwen Lister. Now, she was the founder and editor of the Namibian newspaper from 1985 to 2011, and she was the first woman newspaper editor in Southern Africa. Namibia is truly blessed with living phenomenal women, honestly. So with that said, happy International Women's Day in Namibia once again.
Energize with fresh breakfast.